Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Guarding Your Heart from Corrupting Influences. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. I have just read the King James Version. When Jake moved to a new city, he reconnected with Tega, his best friend from their university days. They were thrilled to rekindle their friendship, but Jake was now a happily married man, while Tega lived recklessly as a womanizer whose marriage had fallen apart. At first, Jake's love for his wife remained steadfast, but after 6 months of close fellowship with Tega, he noticed a troubling change in himself. His affection for his wife began to wane, and he found himself increasingly drawn to other women. Despite his vow never to cheat, he struggled to resist temptation. After a near fall into adultery with a coworker, Jake sought help. He confided in his pastor, who, through prayer and counsel, helped him realize that Tega's corrupt influence was spiritually contaminating him. His pastor advised him to break close ties with Tega to protect his marriage and spiritual well-being. In 1 Corinthians 5, Apostle Paul commanded the church to remove a man living in grievous sin from their fellowship for two reasons. First, the man's separation from the spiritual covering of the church would lead him to repentance. Second, Paul sought to prevent the spread of the man's sin, symbolized as leaven, within the body of believers. Sin acts like a contagious disease, spreading through close associations. This is why believers are cautioned against being unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, and warned not to maintain close relationships with so-called believers who live like unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 5 11. As you reflect on this, consider your relationships. Are there influences in your life that hinder your spiritual growth or draw you away from God's path? Guard your heart and seek associations that nurture your faith and honor God. Prayer. Lord, help me identify and separate from relationships that hinder my walk with you. Strengthen me to surround myself with people who encourage and inspire me to grow in righteousness. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 121:21. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 120 to 121.
Psalm 120, a song of ascents.
I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshach, that I live among the tents of Kedah. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Psalm 121, a song of ascents.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.